Here's a discouraging statistic, considering how much effort many of us put into sorting our garbage and getting recyclables where they need to go. Worldwide, less than 10% of the plastic we use gets recycled. Most ends up in landfills and often makes its way out to sea, clogging up our oceans. It's a major problem, and yet it's hard to see how it ends. Global demand for plastic is projected to triple by mid-century. But what if there was a better plastic? The World's Jason Margolis has that story.
Here's the problem with plastic. It's super useful. Lightweight and strong, smooth and flexible. Back when Dustin Hoffman's character in The Graduate was entering the workforce a half century ago, the career advice was simple.
Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
But the guy giving advice probably wasn't thinking of all the junk we'd be stuck with two generations later. Toys, straws, and tiny ketchup pouches, things that make life more convenient, can take hundreds of years to degrade. Here's the other problem. Plastic isn't just plastic. There are hundreds of different kinds. Think of a flexible plastic baggie versus a water bottle versus rigid plastic for your computer keyboard. Most of us just toss it all in the blue recycling bin and say, should be okay.
The industry has started calling that wish cycling.
Susan Collins is the president of the Container Recycling Institute.
Especially with curbside recycling that uses the single stream process where we put all of our recyclables in one bin. The expression we use a lot is that you can't unscramble an egg.
Recycling gets contaminated, and then it's trash, bound for the landfill. Still, even if you deliver a pristine batch of plastic bottles to the recycler, there's another hurdle, explains Sue Selke, director of the Center for Packaging, Innovation, and Sustainability at Michigan State University.
Plastics are inherently susceptible to some decrease in their properties when they're recycled.
That leads to this overabundance of plastics in our waste streams.
Brett Helms shows me around his lab in the hills of Berkeley, California.
So these are versions of plastics that are stretchy and elastomeric.
His team at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab is designing a new type of plastic, one you can use over and over and over and over.
What we've created is a plastic that can be deconstructed into its molecular building blocks.
So a new phone case could later be rebuilt into a watch band or part of a new shoe, for example.
And the way that that becomes possible is by designing plastics to degrade with essentially no difference in quality or performance from the virgin resin.
Most plastics are not like Legos. Once the parts, or molecules in this case, are snapped together, they can't easily be taken apart.
But for recycling, you need to go in the reverse direction. So you need to take these big, long chains that may have other things in them, and you have to be able to efficiently deconstruct them at the molecular level.
Acid allows this new plastic to be depolymerized. If that makes sense to you, awesome. If not, here are puppets Busta and Pong from the UK's National Recycling Campaign to explain.
What you throw away depends on you. But recycling means it will come back as something new.
So what you throw away depends on you. But recycling means it will come back as something new.
Okay, maybe rethinking the chemistry of plastic isn't that simple. Still, Helms hopes his new plastic encourages other innovators to rethink how plastic is designed. The British newspaper The Independent asked if this could be the holy grail of plastic.
If you think it's the holy grail, you're definitely getting prematurely excited.
Sue Selke at Michigan State wants to learn more about this new plastic being cooked up in the labs of Berkeley. Some commercially available plastics can already be broken down to the molecular level. But the problem with that, it's not cheap.
It takes more expense, more energy, usually, to do that kind of recycling than to just do mechanical recycling.
Mechanical recycling is very simply melting down old plastics to make new ones, a cheaper way, but again, you can only do that so many times. But there's more to this plastic debate than just economics. One recent study delivered a sobering statistic. If we fail to rethink how we're using plastics, by mid-century, when measured pound for pound, there will be more plastic in our oceans than fish. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.